The final step of the dare response is to engage. To engage means to interact with life around you fully. To engage is more than to distract yourself from anxiety. It is to live fully, not letting anxiety take you out of the moment. One of the many problems with crutches is that they impair your ability to fully engage with life. How can you fully engage at a party if you're always conscious of your phone in your pocket and wondering if you should call your safe person? How can you fully engage while driving if you're constantly wondering if you should take the medication in your pocket? How can you fully engage on a family day out if you're always keeping your safe person in your line of sight? How can you truly enjoy a meal at a restaurant if you always have your eye on the exit? The answer is you can't. You may be missing out more than you think. Instead of engaging with what is naturally in front of you, your thoughts and attention are focused on your crutches. Your crutches still have a hold on you. Crutches have a way of lessening your enjoyment of a situation. They have a way of distracting you from the tasks and the people you should be paying attention to. They have a sneaky way of making you feel less confident. You thought your crutches were helping you, but they're actually controlling you. Wouldn't it be better to fully engage with life while feeling a bit anxious than to live under the control of something outside of yourself? Today, your task is to carry out the third step in your plan you created. As you do, focus on the fourth step in the dare response, which instructs you to engage with the world around you. Let's look at a few examples of what it means to engage in different situations. As you listen, consider how you might apply the concepts in these examples to the third step in your plan. Let's say you have driving anxiety and never get in the car without your medication. Instead of focusing on the medication in your pocket, fully engage with the driving experience. And better yet, don't bring the medication with you at all. Instead of obsessing over how medication would quickly make you feel better, focus on what you see around you. Notice the view, feel the breeze, smell the flowers that pass you by. You'll be amazed how quickly you stop obsessing over your safety crutch as soon as it's not with you, and you are engaging with the world again. Or what if your anxiety surfaces in social situations and you can't remember the last time you attended a party without a person who makes you feel safe? What if you went alone next time? You could really focus on each conversation and truly listen to the conversation at hand instead of scanning the room for your safe person. Your mind could focus on the delicious taste of the appetizers and fully listen to the music because you've no one to consider but yourself. Or what about this example? Say you always sit next to the exit when you go to restaurants. This time, don't. Sit as far away from the exit as possible and place all of your attention on the menu, reading every word. Instead of planning your escape, smell the aromas coming from the kitchen. Look your dining partner in the eye as you converse and savor each delicious bite. You can challenge yourself with seating arrangements in lots of other places too, like at church, in the cinema, or at your kids' school play. Dive deep into those rows. Choose difficult places to exit from in order to prove to yourself that you can handle it. Refuse to let thoughts of escaping taint your experience. No matter what situation you face, no matter what crutch you are planning to give up, there are always ways to more fully engage with where you are. It may help you to come up with a plan before you leave on how you can more fully engage in whatever situation you're going to face. Take a moment to think through a plan right now. When you enter your feared situation, who or what will you see? How could you make an effort to be more present with that person or thing? When you enter your feared situation, what smells, sounds, and tastes do you anticipate encountering? What might it look like to fully engage your senses to help you pull away from thoughts of needing your crutches? Engaging does not mean you are trying to distract yourself from your anxiety. You're not pushing the anxiety away. Instead, you are saying that anxiety can be present with you if it likes, but you refuse to spend all of your attention on it. Instead, you want to focus on living instead. Carry out the third step in your plan today. Focus on this final step of engaging. Expect to follow through. Expect to be successful.